Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill, and we are back with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown, presented to you by FanDuel. We are a sports ethos presentation, and tonight we are recapping 9 games. It's a great day of basketball just because it's so many games. But it was a lot of blowouts and a lot of big-time performances as well. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. First game, we had the 76ers blew out the Washington Wizards, of course, 153-131. Those are some big numbers, ladies and gentlemen. You don't see a team getting 153 every day. And I mean, 131 is normally enough to win, but not tonight. Paul George was back and in full effect, 39 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals. Everyone that's out of the playoffs now that had Paul George on their team, you have to be frustrated because he got suspended for those 25 games. You missed out on any of this type of production in the playoffs. So, but it's good to see him healthy. Adebayo started because there was no Embiid. He had 13 points, 2 steals, and a block. Tyrese Maxey, 28, 9 assists and a steal. And Vijay Ekstrom, great game with 23 points, 10 assists, 3 rebounds. No steals, but still, a double-double for the rookie. Off the bench, you had Kelly Oubre and Quentin Grimes, both with 12 points, both with 4 boards, both with 2 turnovers. Oubre had a steal as well, but they pretty much had an identical game. And for the Washington Wizards, you know, they're playing everyone around 20 minutes, but Tristan Vucevic, they just will not give him 25-plus minutes. He played 11 minutes tonight, 17 points in 11 minutes, had 2 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. He may have gotten banged up. I did not hear about that, but 11 minutes is crazy. Because every game, no matter whether there's Sar, whether there's Julian Reese, Vucevic never plays more than 20 minutes, and he only played 11 tonight. Bob Carrington, 13 and 7 assists with the block. Bilal Coulibaly, 12 points, 2 rebounds and a steal. Will Riley with a great game shooting-wise, 18 points, but he only had 1 rebound, 3 assists, no steals, no blocks. Usually he's getting a steal or a block, but it's great to see him becoming efficient and, you know, not shooting a terrible percentage tonight because that happens every now and then. But he's a rookie, just like Trey Johnson, who started and had 8-4-4 as well. And, like, at this point, Will Riley is looking like the best young player on their team, you know, other than Alex Sarr. So that's a win for them, you know, and Keyshawn George. So that's a win for this team. But they also need to start playing better basketball because it's detrimental to these young guys to keep losing as well. But next year is going to be a different season for them when Trey and AD are back. Anthony Gill came off the bench with 21 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. Justin Champagne, 17 and 7 with a steal and 2 blocks. Shreve Cooper, 11 and 4 with 3 assists. So that was the first blowout. Next, the Hawks defeated the Magic 130-101. More of an unexpected blowout, but that's because our guy Paolo Banchero is having a tough time right now. But let's start with the Hawks. Onyeka Okongwu, 16 points, 7 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. And those are the type of numbers we want to see Wendell Carter put up. And he just doesn't seem to be able to reach those type of numbers. But Jalen Johnson, 18 and 14 with 8 assists, a steal and a block. CJ McCollum, 9 points and 3 steals. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 32 points, 2 steals and a block. And he's really coming in to himself with the Atlanta Hawks, you know. He's been considered a bust. Then he's become considered a great six man, a great hustle player, great two-way defender. And now with the Hawks, he's just turning into a certified baller. I mean, 32 points, 11 for 16 from the field, 5 3-pointers. And he's on a trajectory to keep this role until he loses it. Like, he could be the starting two guard for this team for the next 3 years, especially if he keeps playing like this. Dyson Daniels, 15 and 13 boards, 4 assists and a steal. Jonathan Kuminga, 12 points and a steal. And Jock Landale was back this game. He missed last game, but he was injured by Gogo Badadze. So, kind of a dirty play. Hurt his ankle pretty bad. So, hopefully he won't be out too long. Most people are not using Jock Landale unless Onyeka is out. Paolo Banchero, like I mentioned, 3 for 9 from the field, 11 points, 8 rebounds, and a steal. And if you're still in the playoffs, you just cannot have that from one of your best players. And it's a bad time for him to be having such a bad week. But hopefully he'll pick it up next game. Franz Wagner, 12 points, not much from him either. It was just a terrible night for the Magic altogether. Wendell Carter, 14 and 6 with the steal and the block. Desmond Bane, 14 points. Jalen Suggs, 7 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals and a block. Numbers all over the place, but 6 turnovers are killing you as well. Jamal King with 17 points off the bench. Everyone on the team played, but no other real production. Tristan Da Silva had 9 and 6 assists, but just a night that the Magic want to forget. Next game, another blowout. The Celtics blew out the Miami Heat 147 to 129. Jason Tatum, 37 minutes. That's a good thing and a bad thing. Like, why are you playing him 37 minutes? But it's also good that he made it through and had a triple-double. 25 points, 18 rebounds, 11 assists, 2 steals. Fantastic game. Almost 50% from the field. Only 2 turnovers. You can't ask for a better game than that. Sam Hauser lit it up from 3 tonight. 5 3-pointers, 23 points, a steal and a block. Nemias Keita, 16 and 11 with 3 blocks, giving you what you want. Derek White, only 6 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block. His numbers are trending down now that Tatum is back. But Jaylen Brown, 43 points. 43 points. That's outrageous. 7 assists. Not much else, but 17 for 29 from the field. That is way over 50%. Great job by Jaylen Brown, showing you why he should probably be first-team All-NBA this year. Luka Garza, 12 points. Peyton Pritchard, 14 points with 4 three-pointers and 4 assists with also a block. And not much else from anyone else. Baylor Scheinman did have 8 points. For the Heat, Andrew Wiggins, 13 points, 2 blocks. Bam with 29 and 10 with 2 steals. Davion Mitchell, 21 points, 7 assists. Tyler Herro, 18 and 7 assists with a block. Pella Larson, 18 points, 6 assists and 3 steals. And he's been filling that role incredibly, you know, starting for the Miami Heat. You know, they really just need a point guard that can come in and, you know, be a true point guard. Davion Mitchell is playing very well, but he's not a starting point guard for a team that's going anywhere. He would be an incredible sixth man for this team. So, but Pella Larson and Tyler Herro are filling those roles well, and there's no Norm Powell in this one as well. So when he's back, they really need him because the Heat are struggling a little bit. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 17 points, 10 boards, and a block. So they did very well. Khalil Ware, only 8 points in 13 minutes. Frustrating you guys again, but it is what it is. Next game, the Knicks beat the Memphis Grizzlies 130 to 119. OG Anunoby played 40 minutes tonight, 25 and 13 with the steal and 2 blocks. Incredible game. Karl-Anthony Towns, 20 and 11 with 11 assists. and a block. So that's a triple-double for Karl Anthony Towns. You definitely don't see that every day. You love to see those assists so high. That helps us out. He did have 7 turnovers, but 8 for 12 from the field. Everything else was great. Josh Hart, 5, 6, and 6 with the steal. Mikal Bridges, finally, you know, he's been in a huge slump. Media pundits have been killing them in the media because of what the Knicks gave up to get him. He's kind of just been playing like a role player after being acquired for 4 first-round picks. So the Knicks fans get a little antsy. And Mikal Bridges has been like 8 points, 10 points, 12 points, 8 points, 6 points. And not crazy numbers as far as rebounds and assists. So it's like, why did we give up all this for Mikal Bridges? Tonight, he showed you that he can put the ball in the basket. It wasn't against the Grizzlies, but he had 24 points, 9 for 15 from the field, 2 boards, 1 assist, and a block. So great scoring game. He didn't do everything all around as far as like block steals, defensive numbers, and everything. But 9 for 15 from the field is incredible. And he went 3 of 9 from 3-point range. His only misses were 3s. So if he shoots 1 or 2 more 3-pointers, you know, it's an even bigger game. If he connects on them, which he can. He's better than a 3-for-9 shooter. But it's good to see Mikal back on the right track. Hopefully he'll keep it up for next game. Jose Alvarado started 15 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. And Landry Shamet with 13 points and 2 steals. Tyler Kolek also had 9 points and 7 assists. So I'll give him some love. For the Memphis Grizzlies, Omax started 17-4 with 2 steals and a block. Cedric Cowart, 15 points and a steal. GG Jackson, 20 points, 4 assists, and a block. Cam Spencer, 10-8 assists with the steal. And Javon Small with 13 points and a steal. Tyler Burton off the bench with 10 points, along with Walter Clayton, 10 points, 5 assists, and Adama Ball with 11 points, 2 boards, 2 assists. So, you know, the Grizz are playing a lineup full of a lot of undrafted rookies, a lot of G League guys. Like, if a team needs to be fined, it probably should be the Grizzlies. But, I mean, or like, even if they're not fined, just something should be done about the lack of talent on this team. We know they have a lot of injuries. We know they traded away a lot of players, but they are loaded with G Leaguers right now. It's an embarrassing number of G Leaguers at this point. Next game, the Sacramento Kings defeated the Raptors 123-115. And you know the Sacramento Kings did not want to win this game. At least the, you know, management side of things. But Precious Achiuwa, 28-19 with a block. And you got to remember, he's been killing it. And he's a guy that went unsigned into the season. You know, the Knicks didn't bring him back. And then it took him a while to find a team. And he's just been playing very well, unexpectedly, honestly, from everyone. Even the Kings, I'm sure. And, you know, that just goes to show you he's a hustle player, plays very hard. And, you know, on certain teams, his role is just to hustle and get rebounds and play defense. With the Kings right now, he's showing you he can do more. We'll see what happens with him next year, but he definitely needs to be signed next year somewhere. He shouldn't have to wait deep into the season to get a team. Maxime Renaud, he kind of dropped off tonight. 6 points, 8 boards. He had been playing incredibly, but tonight it just didn't come through for him. But he only shot the ball 4 times, so it wasn't a lack of him missing a lot of shots or anything. He just wasn't involved much. DeMar DeRozan, 28 points, as well as Precious. 12-for-12 from the free throw line, 4 assists, and he's just been playing great, even though they have nothing to play for. Devin Carter, 13-5 with a steal, and Nick Clifford, 9 points and a steal. And you know the Kings are hoping DeMar DeRozan, like, sprains an ankle so he can miss some time because, you know, that 28 points, no one else can pretty much replace his production that's left on his team. And maybe Malik Monk, but DeRozan is the reason why they're winning a game every now and then, and they don't want to win games. Malik Monk, that I mentioned, 18 points, 5 assists, a steal, and a block. Daquan Plowden, who's been playing very well, 11 points and a steal. You know, no Russell Westbrook. Killian Hayes didn't do much. That's just the Kings. It's surprising that they won, but Manly Precious and DeMar won it for him. All right, for the Raptors, RJ Barrett, 20 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, and a block. Scotty Barnes, 14 and 10 assists with 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. You really just want to see Scotty do more. Like, there was no Brandon Ingram tonight. Shoot the ball 30 times, Scotty Barnes. Like, this is what the Raptors kind of need you to do. Like, there's no other stud on this team. RJ Barrett, we know he can put up points, but Scotty, it's Scotty Barnes' team. So, 5 for 14. You got to be more aggressive than that. You're the all-star. Jakob Poeltl, 18 and 5 with a steal. Jamal Shedd, 16 points, 7 assists, 2 steals, and a block. That is a great game by Shedd. 37 minutes. And he's been filling Emmanuel Quickley's role phenomenally, especially for a second-round rookie or a second-year player. So great, great game for Jamal Shedd. Jacoby Walter, 8 points, 4 boards. 3 assists and 3 steals. And it shows you that the Raptors have a lot of confidence in him because they could be playing Grady Dick and he's getting DMPs and Jacoby Walter is starting. And Grady Dick was around the 11th pick in the draft, 12th. Jacoby Walter was in the 20s, you know, a year apart. I don't know what Grady Dick did wrong to anyone on the Raptors, but It's very surprising he's not getting opportunities for this team. And, like, they're playing guys like Elijah Martin and A.J. Lawson, but Grady Dick is getting DMPs. Sandro Mamukelashvili, huge 17 points, 6 boards, a steal and 2 blocks. And Colin Murray-Boyles with 20 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. Great scoring breakout by CMB. You know, he's normally going to get you 10 and 10. He got 20 points tonight, so you love to see that. And if you guys are not aware, you listen to the box score breakdown. This is a fantasy box score recap, you know, presented to you by FanDuel, Sports Ethos. I'm at William Is Bill. We recap the games of the night, Monday through Friday. The season's coming down to an end, but we're still here to recap the games of the night. And if you're listening on the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, there will be another episode coming up next with Doc and Brew to give you even more in-depth analysis. And Dr. A has lost his voice as of yesterday. We're hoping he'll have it back by the time you're listening to these podcasts. But either way, we'll take care of you. Next game, another blowout, 145 to 126. The Pacers defeated the Bulls. Siakam, 25 points. Whoa, the Pacers defeated the Bulls. A lot of teams that are going for that number one pick are winning tonight. The Pacers, one of the worst teams in the league record-wise, beat the Bulls. Okay. Siakam with 25, 4, and 5. Jay Huff, 17 points, 3 boards, 3 assists. Ethan Thompson, 24 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. That's an incredible game by a player that no one knows. But that's why you have to pay attention to who is starting. Because
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Yes, he played 31 minutes. Just about anyone playing 31 minutes is going to put up some numbers, but these were really, really, really good numbers. Right up there with Siakam. Kobe Brown, 28 minutes, had 17 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. Great production. Quentin Jackson, 8 points, 6 assists, and a steal. Off the bench, Ben Shepherd, 13 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. And to me, it's surprising that Ben Shepherd is not starting. He is the guy they drafted and, you know, should have a vested interest in. And they're playing guys they signed off the street and acquired in trades over him. Like, he should start over Quentin Jackson, Kobe Brown, and Ethan Thompson. Those guys are not Pacers players. And Ben Shepherd has been good. And Talon Peter had 10 points, 3 steals. Same for him. He was drafted by the Pacers. So it's interesting the direction they're going. But, and, you know, Jalen Slauson had been playing very well. 8 points, 8 boards, 2 steals, 3 blocks. But he came up off the bench. Obi Toppin only played 11 minutes. I don't know if he's banged up or not. But Jairus Walker did not play tonight. TJ McConnell had a hamstring, so he didn't play. No Andrew Nembhard, no Aaron Nesmith. So as we know, there's a lot of banged up players, so you got to replace them. But you would just think they would play replace them with players that they should want to see develop so they'll be impact players next year when they're expected to win. For the Bulls, Gershon Yabusele, 20 points, 6 boards. Isaac Okoro, 14 points and a steal. Matas Bazella, 17, 9, and 6 with 2 steals. That's a great game for him. And that's only off of 11 shots. And see, Gershon Yabusele shot the ball 12 times. Matas Bazella's 11. That should never happen. Bazella should be shooting the ball 15 to 20 times on this team. So, I know Yabusele's getting rebounds, putbacks, and stuff like that, but that's just, I don't know, you know, Trey Jones, whoever is playing point guard should be feeding Matas Bezelis. He's the future of the team. Yershon Yabusele was on the Knicks for most of the season, and he couldn't get on the floor. So, he should not be coming onto the Bulls, taking the most shots of anyone on the team. That especially that starter. There's 2 other players that shot 14 shots, but he shot 12. Colin Sexton, one of those people, 18 points, 4 assists, a steal and a block. Trey Jones, 15 points, but 1 assist. So that's where the issue is. Matas Bezelis had the most assists of any player on the team, and he's the guy that needs to be getting the ball, not passing the ball. Leonard Miller, 11 and 6 with the block. Lachlan Albrecht, I like to see him play more as well. They drafted him in the second round. 8 points, 8 rebounds. Like, see what he's got. Why are you playing Gershon Yabusele over Lachlan Albrecht? It's a lot of questions that the Bulls need to answer. Rob Dillingham, 15 points. And Mac McClung, everyone's been talking about him, how he exploded in the G League, had a 50-point game. He is on the Bulls right now on a 2-way contract. 8 points and a block. In 11 minutes, 50% from the field. Play him more. See what he's got. Like, the Bulls are going nowhere. And honestly, like, you know what Trey Jones is. You know what Isaac Okoro is. You know what Gershon Yabusele is. Play the other guys. Did I mention Dillingham? 15 points for Dillingham. 3 assists. Play him. Why is he not starting? Anyway. Next game, finally a close game. The Bucks lost 113 to 119 to the Rockets. For the Bucks, playing a lot of undrafted players and, rookie free agents. Pete Nance being one of them, 23 points, though, and a block. Great performance, 9 for 13 from the field. They signed him so they could release Cam Thomas so they could sign Pete Nance, and he finally had a breakout game. You want to see more rebounds, but 9 of 13 from the field, you got to love that. Usman Jang had his best game of his life, 36 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, and a steal, and almost 50% from the field. This is kind of what we expected when he came over to the Bucks and started getting minutes, because he was the 10th pick in the draft by OKC. He's been putting up great numbers in the G League, and he finally had an opportunity to play here. First few games, really good, and then he kind of tailed off. So a lot of guys were excited for Usman Jang, but it never really came to fruition like we wanted, but it did tonight. So he played 45 minutes and 36 points. It would be very interesting to see what happens with him next game. But 36 and 10 with 7 rebounds. That's insane. Jericho Sims, only 6 points, but he had 20 rebounds. That is incredible. And that is something that Miles Turner probably hasn't done in 2 years. Miles Turner was out due to left ankle sprain soreness. Kyle Kuzma was out. Bobby Portis was out. But Jericho Sims, If he's not going to do anything else, he's going to get rebounds. Gary Trent Jr., only 7 minutes. He must have got banged up, but he had been on a hot streak here. But tonight, no such luck. AJ Green played 46 minutes for some reason. Well, they only had 8 players, so that's why. And with Gary Trent apparently getting banged up, all they had was AJ Green. He had 15 points, 5 three-pointers, 8 rebounds. So great shooting for the Bucks. You wish you would have made more threes out there. You know, he did miss 8 of them. But now Cormac Ryan, whoever that is, had 25 points. That's insane. 9 of 14 from the field, 4 assists and a steal. You have to look this guy up. If they only have 8 players, and I'm sure Miles Turner or Kuzma or Portis, one of them will be back, probably Kuzma, next game. But if Cormac Ryan is starting or something like that, you have to consider adding him, because 25 points is nothing to play with, especially on a short, banged-up team that's going nowhere. For the Rockets, Kevin Durant, 19 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, and a block. You want to see more points for him, but they won the game. He didn't shoot terribly. Kind of cruised in this one. Jabari Smith, 12-7, 4 assists and 2 blocks. Alperen Sengun had a great game with 25-8 with 4 assists and 2 steals and a block. Amen Thompson, 18, 9 rebounds, 6 assists and 2 steals. And Reed Sheppard, the most points on the team tonight, 27 points, 6 assists, 4 boards, 2 steals. That's what everyone wants to see from Reed Sheppard. 9 three-pointers. That's impressive. And he only shot 14. 9 for 14. It's not like he was 9 for 21, which is still not bad. But 9 for 14, he was on fire. He's a huge reason why they won tonight. So if he can shoot like that, there's not going to be a question of defensive issues. Like, because you're going to be canceling out whatever the other team's doing if you're shooting that well. For the next game, the Nuggets defeated the Jazz 130-117. Aaron Gordon was back, played 28 minutes, only had 6 points and 2 steals, but just please stay healthy, Aaron Gordon. That's all we need. No one is expecting you to win them fantasy leagues. The Nuggets just need you in the real playoffs. For Cam Johnson, 19 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Nikola Jokic, a tame 15 points. 17 rebounds, though, 12 assists, no blocks or steals, but he shot 50% from the field. It was the Jazz. You can tell he was cruising and still got 17 and 12 as far as rebounds and assists, but only had to shoot the ball 10 times, 15 points. Jamal Murray, on the other hand, said, I'll take it. 37 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, having the best year of his career. You love to see it, and I don't love to see 37 minutes against the Jazz. I think he needs some rest. And this would have been a good game to rest Jamal Murray. You know, a lot of players are resting and don't need it. I think Jamal Murray, Jokic, these type of guys need the rest because they are carrying a heavy load and they're going to be needed in the playoffs. But Christian Brown, 18 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. Jonas Valanciunas, 13-6. Bruce Brown, 11-4 steals. And just about everyone played tonight. Peyton Watson only played 9 minutes, had 6 points. That was an interesting decision, but we'll see what happens in the future with that. For the Utah Jazz, Kyle Filipowski went off 25-12 with a block. And those are the type of numbers we want to see for him. Cody Williams, 9 points, 9 assists, and a steal. He shot horribly from the field, 3 for 10. But 9 assists for Cody Williams, that is a positive sign, and especially for his development. And you can see this is the type of season Cody Williams needed. I wish this second half, especially the first half, they still were using him kind of sparingly. But the second half of the season, he's been out there able to learn, grow, make mistakes, and play through them. And I think that will only help him in the future with his confidence. Who knows where they're going to draft? So he may not see minutes like this next year, but it's possible he will, because he's showing signs that he's a player worth holding on to. And, you know, in the last year and a half, before this half, second half of the season, people were saying he's a bust, he's the worst pick ever. But he's showing signs. Bryce Sensabaugh, 28-6 with 4 assists, a steal and a block. Oscar Dushibwe, 8 points, 7 boards and a steal. Ace Bailey, 12 points, 5 of 17 from the field. Unfortunately, he went 1 of 9 from 3. So if Ace Bailey just makes 4 of 9, that's saying a lot. But 3 of 9, the game looks a lot better. But that is why he had such a rough night. John Contra off the bench, 12-10-6. Kennedy Chandler signed to a second 10-day contract, 16 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, a steal and a block. And, I mean, I think they should probably sign him to a contract, but I also get it because they have Isaiah Collier, Keontae, Joe Urch, and others. But Kennedy Chandler's been playing very well for this team, one of the bright spots. We'll see what happens. If he doesn't get picked up here, maybe he'll get another opportunity from another team next year. But he's playing much better than Elijah Harkless and Bez and Bing, guys like that. So we'll see. And for the last and final game, save the best for last. Wembanyama, of course, the Spurs, 127-113 over Golden State. Wembanyama, 29 minutes, 41 points, 18 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 assists, 0 turnovers. 16 for 22 from the field. Just incredible. Not resting, not coasting. Yeah, he played the Warriors. The Warriors have no chance of beating them normally with no Steph. Let's see, did Draymond play? Yeah, Draymond did play, but no Steph, no Jimmy Butler, no Moses Moody, no DeAnthony Melton, no Gary Payton, no Gui Santos. And Wembanyama's like, I don't care, roll the ball out. Let's go. 41-18. That's crazy. De'Aaron Fox had another bad game, though. 11-4-4 with 2 steals. Devin Vassell, same for him. 8 points, 4 assists, and a block. They got to play better. Julian Champagne, 15 points. Stephon Castle, 15 points, 7 boards, 11 assists, and a steal. And I want to see Stephon Castle's numbers up in the 20s as well. I know he can do better than this. So is he coasting? I don't know. Harrison Barnes, 13 points, 6 boards, and a steal. Keldon Johnson, 11 points. He cooled off tonight, 3 of 11 from the field. That hurt you. Dylan Harper, 13 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. And De'Aaron Fox is going to have to step it up, or Dylan Harper is going to be pushing for those starter minutes. But yeah, him or Vassell are going to have to play better. For the Warriors, I mentioned Draymond, 14 points, a steal and a block. You know, Draymond talks a lot of junk, how I would do this, I would be this. You have an opportunity now. They need scoring. Why are you not shooting the ball more than 7 times? He shot 4-7 from the field. Now is your time to be a dominant player, Draymond, on offense. And we'll see what you can do. But he's not doing it. He's just staying content in a 10-14 point range. And normally putting up defensive stats, but not much tonight. Nate Williams, a young up-and-coming guard, had 18 points, 4 boards, and 2 steals. And he showed a lot of promise. And I would like to see him play more. I mean, he couldn't play any more tonight. 47 minutes, my goodness. But I like to see him starting. I hope he plays more. LJ Cryer, 17 points, 3 assists. Brandon Podziemski, 14 points, 6 boards, 5 assists. Will Richard, 2 points, 4 boards, 3 assists. And that's just, it just goes to show you, your draft position doesn't mean you're better than someone that wasn't drafted at all or drafted later than you. Because Will Richard has shown some signs, but he did nothing tonight. And you have guys like Nate Williams and LJ Cryer play incredible. So you can't hold on to that draft status, but for so long. And, that's how it goes. Omer Yurtseven, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block, 6 of 9 from the field. Really talented big who's shown signs in the past. He was signed to Golden State a few weeks ago. First breakout performance. He's a really good big, and they don't have a big right now because what's his name? Can't even think right now. But he's out right now because he's banged up. That's their only center. He's out. So Omer Yurtseven should be starting, really. They could start him, and he can put up numbers like this every game if he gets the minutes. Seth Curry played 12 points. Pat Spencer, 14, 8, and 7. That's a great game with the steal and the block. And he probably should have started as well. But the Warriors are just, I don't know. I think they're destined for the play-in. It would be better off if they just keep losing and don't make the playoffs so they can get a draft pick. But it is what it is. Now I'll go over the players of the night. So, and if you have questions, you know, save them for the end of the show. I'll get to them for you. But players of the night for Wednesday, Paul George, of course, 39, 6, and 3 steals. Anthony Gill, 21, 6, and 6. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 32 points. Jaylen Brown, 43, and 7. And, of course, Jason Tatum with the triple-double. Bam Adebayo, 29 and 10. OG Anunoby, 25 and 13. Gigi Jackson had a 20-point night. Achua, 28 and 19. DeRozan, 28 as well. Sandro Mamukdzielewski, 17 and 6. Siakam, 25. Matas, 17, 9 and 6. Usman Jang, 36.7 boards, 10 assists. Reed Shepard, 27 and 6. Jamal Murray, 37 points. Jokic with a triple-double as well. Filipowski, 25 and 12. Wembanyama, he's just different. 41 points, 18 rebounds, 3 blocks. And give some love to Omer Yurtseven with 17 points and 8 boards. All right, guys, that was our Wednesday 9-game recap. A lot going on in that one. And like I said, it's silly season. So if you're still playing fantasy basketball, you're going to have to deal with the headaches of guys sitting out for no reason. Guys who you're expecting to play just sitting out or getting either too many minutes or no minutes or guys that are off the street doing better than the guys that you actually drafted. It's just a weird time, but it is fun as well also. So just hang in there. Keep listening to the Boscore Breakdown. Keep listening to Fantasy NBA Today, and we'll be here to provide you with your fantasy news. So until next time, follow us at Sports Ethos, at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at William Misbill. Follow one or all three of those, okay? Because we're presented by FanDuel, and we appreciate you guys. So until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.